理课堂听 class.com
December 12th. Wilhelm, my troubles have made me into a simple man who feels that some devil is following me wherever I go, destroying my life bit by bit. Something inside of me has begun to press upon my chest, making it difficult for me to breathe. I go out for walks in the evenings, even during the worst weather, and enjoy the unpleasantness of everything around me. Just the day before, I was told that the recent rise in temperature has caused the rivers to flood the countryside I once loved to look at from that hill near the hotel. At midnight, I went to the hill. The flood was much more serious and damaging than I had thought. The forests and fields were entirely covered in water, which was rapidly moving across the land. Seeing this, I felt both troubled and happy. I raised my arms toward the flowing water and cried, "Dive!" The idea of taking my life made me feel very good, suddenly. However, it eased my pain only for a brief moment, for then I felt unable to actually do it. To jump in. I guess that I am not quite ready to die yet. But, Wilhelm, how attractive the idea was at the moment. December 15th. Something is very wrong with me, Wilhelm. I am not myself lately. My deep feelings for her have always been honest and clean. I have never dreamt of doing anything disgustingly sexual with her. But, my God, how badly my dreams have suddenly turned. Every night it is the same. I take her into my arms and kiss her passionately, while she gently tries to refuse me. I lose my mind when I look into her eyes. How awful it is of me to enjoy such dreams, but, God help me, I do enjoy them, Wilhelm. Those moments seem so real. She is mine then, and the feeling is unbelievably good. I am sorry, Charlotte. My mind is weak. I have a sickness. But at the same time, I am quite healthy. Oh, how I wish I were not living. Werther clearly could not get the idea of taking his life out of his mind. He had no other real hopes or desires in the world. However, if he were to do this, he wanted to plan it out very carefully and with a clear and peaceful mind. He did not want to take his life in a moment of passion. One paper I found, which I believe was supposed to be a letter to Wilhelm, paints a clearer picture of Werther's problems. There is no date on the paper, and it was never sent. Although I am too tired to cry, her kindness toward me can still bring water to my eyes. To enter into death would be quite easy. You simply walk into the darkness and you are there. So why is it so hard for me to take that final step? I suppose it is because I do not know what is in that darkness, and because I can never come back. That step is truly final. The next letter seems to indicate that his decision was finally made. December 20th.
Thank you again, Wilhelm, for your good and kind suggestion.
I totally agree with you. I ought to leave this place. But I do not wish to come to your city right away. I would much prefer to travel for a short time beforehand. Your plan to come here personally and help me to leave is a very excellent one. However, I must ask that you wait a couple of weeks before coming. Please tell my mother that I am sorry to have made her suffer so often. It seems that I have always brought sadness to the people I should have made happy. Goodbye, friend. God bless you. Goodbye. At that point in time, Charlotte seems to have been attempting to be less close to Werther. Of course, this must have been hard for her. She knew that it would hurt the poor man, but she had to please her husband. Albert still never mentioned Werther at all, and Charlotte did the same in order to make him believe that her feelings were no different from his. Sometimes she would give Werther more time than she should have, because she felt quite sorry for him. After all, she was not a cold person. As soon as he had finished writing the previous letter to Wilhelm, Werther went to visit Charlotte. At the time, she was getting gifts ready for the children, for Christmas was only 4 days away. As he watched her work, he started talking about how happy Christmas had always made him as a child. He loved to see the tree decorated with all kinds of food and candles.
If you don't do anything wrong, I will give you a Christmas present this year,
Charlotte said. What do you mean, don't do anything wrong? He asked.
We will be opening gifts on Thursday evening. I'd like you to come and join us, but you should stay away from here until then. Our relationship has become uncomfortable for me, and I need to be away from you for a few days.
Werther stood up and began to walk back and forth in front of Charlotte, talking to himself the whole time. Seeing that he was so upset, Charlotte tried to change the subject, but he would not allow it. "Then this is the last time for us to be together?" he said.
"Why do you say that?"
she asked.
"Do you always have to be so sensitive, Werther? Just try to relax and remember all of the good things about yourself. You are very intelligent, talented, and kind. All of these things will get you very far in life. Be strong and let go of this sadness that controls you. I believe that you only love me so much because you can't have me."
Werther suddenly looked up at her with seriousness in his face. "I guess that your husband told you that. Very intelligent indeed," he said with a kind of laugh.
"Yes, I believe it is correct,"
she continued.
"Find another girl, Werther. There are so many out there that could make you very happy. I cannot understand why you don't open your eyes to other possibilities. Go out into the world and look for your happiness. It's out there. I know it is."
"I'll be fine. I just need a little while to get used to things," he responded.
"Well, take the time you need, I suppose, but don't come back here until Thursday."
Just then, Albert entered the room. The two men silently greeted one another with a movement of their heads. Several meaningless words were exchanged between them, and then they fell silent again. Werther watched as Albert talked with his wife very briefly. He seemed a bit unfriendly and impatient toward her, and this upset Werther. He wanted very much to leave, but could not. Instead, he stayed several more hours, until finally he was no longer able to stand his discomfort. When he got home, he went straight to his bedroom, where he fell heavily onto his bed and began to cry. Eventually, his servant came in to help him get ready for bed. Werther remained silent until the servant was about to leave. "Thank you. However, don't come tomorrow until I call for you," he said. As soon as he woke up the next day, he began work on a letter to Charlotte. The letter was not found until after he died. It was then given to Charlotte to read. It seems that he wrote it at different times over several days, so I will include it here in bits and pieces, as I believe he wrote it. "I have decided, Charlotte, to kill myself. I am very clear and calm now. Today will be our last day together. When your eyes read over this page, this very unhappy man shall already be deep in the ground, resting peacefully, finally free from his sadness. I left your home yesterday feeling absolutely terrible. The last small amount of hope that I still had was finally gone. The world suddenly became completely empty of all joy. I spent the night in terrible pain. All kinds of thoughts entered and left my mind. Only one idea would not go away: death. I then fell asleep and awoke in the morning with the same idea in my brain. You must understand that I did not kill myself in a moment of wild anger. I knew for a while that one of us, you, Albert, or I, would have to die. Now I am clear that it must be me. When you go to the hill in Walheim that looks over the countryside, remember the many times I came from that land below to see you. Then look over at the cemetery, where my body rests, and watch as the wind gently blows the grass that grows above my resting body. Ah, and now my eyes have filled with tears again.